From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. In a moment, Dr. Randy Shannon joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. Here's that number to call for assistance. Write it down and keep it forever. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. The website is criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, Dr. Randy Shannon to help you live a little longer on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Dr. Randy Shannon with us. She's an author, Tongue Tales, A Delightful Adventure into Animal Tongues. It's a great story. We'll talk about that later. Speaker, naturopathic doctor who believes that supplementation and natural remedies are essential when it comes to everyday health. She's one of the spokespeople for criticalhealthnews.com and appears every several weeks on Coast to Coast. Randy, welcome back. How have you been?
I've been great. Thank you, George. It's so great to be here. You know, for years, I listened to Coast, and it was always a thrill to listen to the show, but it's even bigger, I have to say, to be on this side of the show and be here with the legendary George Norrie. So thank you for having me.
Well, you do a great job, and our folks just love you, both on our staff level and the people who call in, which they'll get an opportunity very shortly in next hour as well to get the advice that you and the fine people at criticalhealthnews.com always impart on us. How did you get involved in all of this?
You know, after I was done with school graduated a naturopathic doctor, I worked with somebody in acupuncture who was fantastic at it. You know, I grew up even with some books. I believe Swindoll might have been the author. And it talked about the power of the tongue. One of the scriptures, I think it was in Ames 3, somewhere in there, it said, "Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things." And that is so true. It's people think it's only, and maybe it was when that was written, only about speaking. But in my world, it's about what we see as well. Because if people paid attention to this, George, you know, like we keep hearing about all the cancers and how this is turbo and that's turbo. And even in this last week, I've heard just absolute horror stories, how people found out that they had cancer and they were gone in 2 weeks. I mean, it is moving quickly. But the thing is all sickness and all disease shows up in the tongue years and years before something actually happens. And so I found that this, what I do, looking at faces, fingernails, and tongues, was probably the most important thing in all of medicine.
What do the fingernails tell you?
Oh, my goodness. What don't they tell us? I mean, perfect nails, they're gorgeous. They have a little pink to them. We have half moons on most of them. But when they start to change colors, we can see internal bleeding. We can see parasite issues. We can see when somebody is anemic, heart issues, lung issues, kidney issues. Deficiency is huge. We see all of that there. And, you know, you can just go to the face, double, triple verify, and go to the tongue and double, triple verify. So it's incredible. When the body speaks, it's going to show you things. We would look completely perfect if nothing was wrong with us. No cracks, no crevices, no discolorations, right. No growths. But when something is wrong with us, even if it just seems like, I've got this little thing that's, you know, I can't get this fingernail to grow. It just keeps cracking right in the center. Or, you know, there's just different things. And if we just stop ignoring those things, we would get to these ailments so much faster.
I've noticed over the last couple of years, Randy, that my nails are growing faster than they've ever grown before. I'm constantly trimming them down. I guess that's a good thing, but what is causing that?
You must be getting some amazing nutrients. I think I know the company.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're taking anything in the longevity line, they have fantastic things that are, you know, for bone, joint, cartilage, ligament, tendon. Dr. Wallach was absolute genius being a doctor of veterinary medicine first and fixing all of these things in animals. And he knew what the nutrients were. And then there are certain things that animals can have that we can't have, and vice versa. So once he became a naturopathic physician, he got that all down to a science, and then he formulated the most amazing products. And they're really, he packaged them so well. So if you have bone issues, or like maybe it was the opposite for you and you didn't have a lot of growth, or you were losing all your hair, you know, or there's so many different ways ailments can pop up. But if that was happening, you just go straight to the bottle, take it, and lo and behold, 60, 90, 120 days, things are going to start growing back.
It is truly remarkable what supplementation can do for you. You can develop your own program and attack just about any kind of issue, can't you?
You really can. You really can. I have a friend who didn't want to take any nutrients, and she could be listening tonight. I don't know, her and her husband. And he was taking all of my nutrients. They went and had their blood pooled. And when they looked at the blood, his blood was beautiful on the slide and hers was not. And it wasn't that she had taken any kind of jabs or anything in her arm. It wasn't that. She just also wasn't getting the nutrients. People think that they get it from the food or the soil, and it's not happening anymore. It's so depleted.
We're going to take your calls with Dr. Randy Shannon in just a few minutes and all of next hour as well. So if you have a question about your health or somebody you care about, give us a call. This email in from Betsy, she says, George, I love your bumper music, but tell me something. I have high blood pressure that medicine does not get down. What's wrong with me? What do you say medicine's, about that, Randy?
Honestly, medicine's never, ever going to get it down. We actually started this week, and we've been doing it for almost 20 years. We have a six-month study going on with people that have high blood pressure. So they just have to reach out. We'll get them on the study. But and it is a paid study. Like my service, I do charge. I am a naturopathic doctor, so we're doing it in-house. But in that study, we're actually helping them to get that reversed and get off of all prescriptions. Drugs will not get it down. Drugs will only mask it. Stop the drug and watch it come right back, because it's not gone. It's just being masked.
Are there some drugs that you think are good for people?
In certain situations, emergency, yes. If something happened to a person and they're going to the ER, you, for the most part, don't really care what's happening. It's all about keeping you alive. And some of my closest friends are trauma ER doctors. Some are retired, some are still active. And their sole job is to keep you alive and breathing, keep the brain going, keep the heart going. And then they'll move you on, once they've got you stabilized, over to the quote-unquote expert. And really, it should be a bunch of naturopathic experts. They should be next in line, in my opinion, in most every case. So to your question, are there some drugs that are good? Yeah, I'm not against the whole community. I'm really not for any vaccines. People can attack for that, but that's okay. There's been no studies on any of them, according to RFK. He's come out with that. So that's a big problem. Sticking a bunch of things in your arm, including on newborn babies, which I'm completely against. And then there's no studies on them.
The military just announced tonight that they are doing away with a mandatory vaccine for the flu for all service members. Now, that's dramatic, isn't it?
It is huge. And I don't know if I talked about it on your show before, but when the war was going on and Germany was involved, there was a doctor who had been a medical doctor, and he got out of it. He loved herbs and he loved herbal remedies. And he created his own herbal, basically a vaccine for the flu. And the military went to him and said, can you give us something? Because ours is killing all the troops. And that was Dr. Bach, B-A-C-H. And Bach created something nobody died from. Everybody, it was like 100% when they went natural. So I'm happy military is doing away with that.
That is dramatic. I mean, I was 9 years in the Navy for me, 10 years in the Navy, and we had to get every kind of booster shot you can imagine, one for cholera, malaria, you name it. One day my arm blew up like a basketball the day after I got one of those shots, Randy. It was incredible.
Yeah. I'm hoping you've detoxed since then quite a bit.
Yeah, I have. I have. And I learned supplementation from my mother, and God love her. She's going to be 97 next month. But she taught me vitamins when I was 10 years old, and that was a long time ago.
Amazing woman. And that's why you do these shows today. That's why you have a health bit, because your mom was such a huge influence. And your mom, she didn't cook with all these oils and things that we have today. She cooked with lard, I bet.
She probably did. And nothing thrills me more, though, Randy, when we get a call from someone who says, you helped me. You saved my life. You saved the life of somebody in my family. To me, it's worth it when you do something like that. You must get that all the time now.
I do get it. And we taped a show last year that's coming out on a major live streaming platform. I'm still under NDA until it goes up to say which platform, but it's huge. And that was the premise of my entire taping, is that I am a doctor who cares.
We're going to come back in a moment and start phone calls with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call at any time, there's a full staff there ready to take notes and help you. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back, George Norrie, along with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. You might be in the car, you might be in bed, you can't write this down. Just call the number whenever you want and tell them about the time you think you heard Dr. Randy talk about whatever you want, and they're taking notes. Randy, what has been in your career the most gratifying aspect of what you've done?
You know, what's interesting is this career has opened so many doors. So it does allow me to find that open door to hop on shows like this. And, you know, this was something that I grew up wanting to do, be on a show like this or be on television, so that I could get to the masses much quicker than just, say, one-on-one. So when you have the knowledge that I have and you're able to share it with people, and you know that that knowledge is what kept them alive and gave them extra time on this earth, that right there, I have a woman right now with a terrible cancer, and they told her 3-4 months ago just to get on hospice then. And she has almost died. I cannot even tell you how many times. And the hospital, you know, when she's in there and she's got a bleed and they're not giving her exactly what needs to happen to put a stop to that. I'm not an emergency room doctor, but I do know a lot of emergency after doing this for so long. And I said, you know what? If you can make it out of there, we'll do some of these things when you get out. And she's been doing it, and three and a half months, she's still alive. And
that's
she
great.
Could very well beat this.
Randy, what is it about pancreatic cancer that once it hits stage 4 or 5, you're finished?
Well, you know, we've had it. That's such a great question, because people have to listen to me on this. Okay, and what I say is my opinion, and it's based on my experience. So what I have found in pancreatic cancer, you know, and a lot of people do come to me already having done all the parasite cleanses and the cancer's still there. Okay, so it is a lie that every cancer is a parasite. So we need to just put that out there. I say do the parasite cleanses, but the news that's floating around like crazy is wrong. When somebody has a pancreatic cancer, the doctors love to do biopsies. And when you do a biopsy, you're poking a hole in a tumor that was already contained. In the body's brilliance, it wrapped tissue around it to keep it from spreading. When the biopsy's done and the hole is poked, those cells are left to just go wherever.
Yeah.
And the doctors will argue that. But guess what? We can bring doctors in on the other side that would argue that what I'm saying is correct. So there isn't like one side that can sit and preach to us that they're correct. Then once those cells are floating around, they love to go through the liver. So then they'll say your pancreatic cancer spread to the liver. Anything that is poked goes through the liver. And if you could ask your audience, they 9 times out of 10 are going to say that their doctor said it spread to the liver, or it spread here, or it spread there. And then my first question always is, did you have a biopsy? The clients that I have that didn't have biopsies, their pancreatic cancer went away. And guess what? I have had some that had a bazillion biopsies and all the chemo, like for years, multiple rounds of it, 10 rounds, wait a couple years, 10, 20 rounds again, a few more years, did it all over again, had organs cut out, organs rearranged, and they still made it. So cancer's not a death sentence. What is a death sentence is when you hear, oh, we're just going to watch it. Or, oh, you know, let's just see what it becomes. No, you have to be aggressive. A cancer is very aggressive. You have to be more aggressive than the cancer. So I really personally don't believe stage 4, stage 5 is deadly. 5, you're on the edge, I will say. However, we've had people pull out of that.
That's great. We take calls with Dr. Randy Shannon and texts and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Randy?
Hey, Randy. John in Weslaco, Texas. He'd like you to tell people, why is it that people in general wake up with headaches?
Very simply, can be dehydration. If it's a chronic thing, you know, who knows? They could be on their way to a stroke. You know, when Dr. Wallach would be on the show, because I always cross-check his numbers with my numbers. And when he was on the show a year and a half ago, he talked about how nearly 800,000 people die each year from cardiovascular disease. Well, guess what? That is now, a year to a year and a half later, up to 920,000, almost a million a year, because people aren't paying attention to the signs. So if they have headaches, it can be something as simple as dehydration. It could be you don't have your electrolytes, which would be sodium, potassium, magnesium. Very important to get those in. I take them daily, every single day. I'm putting that down. Because
how much water should we be taking, Randy?
You know, there's no set rule. Dr. Wallach and I had this conversation, and we would put it out on air. He would say there is no set rule. You just drink when you're thirsty. I probably drink beyond that because I like to stay slim, keep my weight down. And but you don't sit there and be dehydrated. When somebody tells me, I'm only drinking 30 ounces a day, that's not going to be enough. You really do want to be up around the 60 to 80 ounces. And that can be liquid. It doesn't have to be just water. So you could be mixing your Beyond Tangy Tangerine minerals, which is a powerhouse, an absolute powerhouse canister. Let me tell you, you can take that bottle and you can compare that with everything on the market, and you will not find anything that has that amount of ingredients at the levels that they are. They might say, oh, yeah, we have some selenium in here, but okay, 5 micrograms versus our 100 or 200 or 500, you know, so the differences are drastic. And that is something that every single one of my clients, every single one of my kids, myself personally, that is a daily.
Let's go to the phones. Wildcard line, Nancy is with us in Philadelphia. Hi, Nancy.
Good evening. I am so happy to hear the show and so intrigued by your comment about fingernails. But before I say that, I heard you say you're a doctor who cares. And I almost fell over when I heard that, too, because I have not met one of them, including my former husband, a neurosurgeon.
Ooh.
So I was diagnosed not too long ago with CRPS, complex regional pain syndrome. And that is because I've had breast cancer years ago, and I had to have a series of rabies vaccine shots. And I also developed lymphedema from that. But the CRPS is killing me. And one of the things I read is that if you have that diagnosis, it affects the fingernails. And my fingernails were like a problem 6 months ago. I couldn't figure out why. Splitting, breaking, peeling off, layering off. Would you know of anything that can address that? And why is it happening? And I'm thinking if it's possible to address it, maybe some of the other pain symptoms go away. I don't know.
Yeah, you get all kinds of issues, nervous system issues with that, poor circulation. The brain will actually start misinterpreting signals, inflammation in the body that doesn't shut off. So not fun. And this doesn't respond really to just one thing. You have to attack it from multiple angles. You want to calm the nerves. You want to shut down that inflammation immediately. You've got to restore the circulation. That's very huge, of course, in the CRPS. You have to retrain the brain. And first thing I would start with, you can call the call team, get a brain and heart pack. That is a must. I don't know if you're on any nutrients or what you're taking, the team can listen to what I just said and they'll know exactly, you know, in those four systems that I listed off, what you need. And if they don't, you call me direct and just get scheduled.
All through the criticalhealthnews.com website, Nancy. Thomas in La Jolla, California. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, George. I thank you and Gina Salvate for accepting my call. And excuse me, but I'm in a little of a state of shock when you announced that David Wilcock had passed away. And
wow,
I have three of his books. I just finished the second one. I mean, he's absolutely brilliant. And for the Coast audience, he also does his books in audio. He reads his own audio. Please keep us updated on this David Wilcox passing. I can't imagine him taking his own life. Anyway, Dr. Randy, I always look forward to your interviews, and I appreciate your wisdom. And my question is about probiotics and fermented foods. Mm-hmm. And what you would recommend, what a proper protocol would be for probiotics, and perhaps the interaction with the longevity supplements, you know, whether that would boost the probiotic and experience. And if you could explain that to the audience, why probiotics may be so important. And again, also, if you could, you said you were doing a special program. If you could repeat that at some point, you know, how we can access that. Thank you, Dr. Randy.
Absolutely. Thank you. And also, I know that there's a bunch of my Facebook listeners are out here, George, because I made a post and they're all saying, hey, we're listening, we're listening. So we have even more in the audience.
Little shout out to the Facebook fans. Hi there.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, yes, I'm 1,000% for probiotics. They are loaded with good bacteria strains. They help restore our gut lining. They help improve our digestion super fast. So I love them being in the diet. We have a supplement. We have actually a couple of them. And the thing about bacteria, because so many people have taken antibiotics, you want to get as many different types of bacteria back into your body. You want to hug everybody. You want to give everybody a peck on the cheek. You're getting everybody's bacteria. Okay. Pet the dog, travel. That's what exposes us to more bacteria. Some bad, some good. Okay.
A lot of ticks out there too.
Yeah. And we can talk about that because that's obviously a huge story going on right now. But when it comes to this probiotic, sauerkraut, kimchi, raw is always the best. I like the raw. Kefir is great. Those are some of the things. There's yogurts out there, plain ones. You don't want to get the real sugary ones because that defeats the purpose. And they have probiotic in them. I would say get ours in a bottle. We have a couple of different strains, a couple of different types. Get it 1 month, 2 months, then move to the next one. Okay. You want to call the team member back up, keep their number, and then get the second type of strain. You don't need to stay on the same one day after day, month after month. You get it, you move on. Okay. And you can also get it from some of those foods. Very important for our guts. Everybody's got gut problems. And we have to clean that up. And we don't want to do it through the medical route. We want to do it where there's literally no side effects. We got to have those good guys in there.
And mention your event again.
So what we did last year is we taped a show. The group is Legacy Makers TV. And then they take those shows and they sell them to big audiences. And I'm under a NDA right now. I'm not allowed to say
non-disclosure agreement.
Right. Yeah. Non-disclosure. Yes. And it is big though. I know which one it is. And it is a huge honor to have been a part of this. And we're looking at now starting a series and start taping in about the next couple of months, actually. So they love the first one, so we're going to move into the next. And the first one's really pretty good. I watch it, okay, what they narrowed it down to. And I'm emotional through the whole thing. And I'm the one who was talking. So even I'm getting super emotional. So hopefully everybody likes it. So I think
all right,
it was
well, you
stuff.
Let us know when it's time to tell people when they can watch it. We'll be back with a full hour of calls with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com in just a moment.